We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alrighty. Joining us right now from the dial pad guest line, Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game NFL Insider. He's brought to you by California Bank of Commerce, the premier business bank. Adam, I'm just going to start out with the trade deadline tomorrow. 49ers are 7-0. Do they have a move in them?
Guys, good to talk to you. That was an incredible game yesterday. I'm still stunned that a team like the Panthers that had been so good struggled as much as they did coming out of a bye. I mean, it was just a massacre. It was really, just think about it. If the Niners kept their starters in the fourth quarter, maybe they would have scored 60 points. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, it really was. But, all right, so we've been talking on your show for several weeks about after Staley got hurt and McGlinchey got hurt, how they probably needed to get a veteran in there at right or left tackle. But we probably need to revise that. These young kids who were never supposed to play this season, who have had to play, have done such a solid job. I don't know that there's such a need to get an offensive lineman, obviously a tackle, right or left tackle. I'm a little bit surprised as how well they've done. Obviously, John Benton, the O-line coach, deserves much credit. And Kyle Shanahan for calling plays that they could handle. But it's been pretty incredible. It just goes to show you when you're doing things the right way and you coach well, everything falls into place. I've seen this time after time in the league where when it's going good, everything seems to work. And, boy, Shanahan and his coaching staff really have it going on right now.
Oh, they put on a clinic yesterday, Kaplan. But last week I want to get to you something you brought up on the morning show with Joe Lowe and Dibs here at 95.7 The Game. Trading deadline is tomorrow, and we see some trades already on the board. Cleveland making moves. Philadelphia's making moves. Trent Williams may finally get traded from Washington. But you brought up Dante Pettis last week.
Yeah.
Maybe that teams were interested in him, and maybe the Niners would put Dante Pettis on the block. We saw him yesterday. Really wasn't a factor in yesterday's game. Do you still believe the Niners, even with how thin they are at wide receiver right now, will still look to possibly move Dante Pettis?
What I said was, and just to be clear, because I know I got people were questioning me on Twitter about what I meant, and I thought I was pretty clear, it's not that they're shopping him. Other teams around the league believe that if they move anyone, he would be a trade piece because he has literally no role with the team. I mean, what's he have, 9 catches in 6 games? He just doesn't have a role. And those kind of guys who are second-round pick, who in almost a season and a half really haven't done what they were hoping, especially in his second season. He flashed last season, but has not really shown that he could take the next step. And by the way, Samuel and Sanders were the starters yesterday. They played the majority of the snaps. Pettis didn't play very much. You have to wonder, and Bourne, by the way, I know they like, you just have to wonder what his role is going to be. So if we were looking at the entire roster of guys who would have trade value, he certainly would. Because and the other thing I said on the station last week was, this is a run-based team. Make no mistake about it. I don't care how many points they score. They win by two ways, playing great defense, and no one could argue against that, and having arguably the NFL's best run game. They don't have a running quarterback like the Ravens do, but right now no one is stopping the run game, despite the rain a couple weeks ago. This is a freight train that no one seems to be able to stop.
Adam, you are correct, man, and I follow you because I like your opinions. And to me, if somebody asks me, the surprise of this NFL football season, it's the San Francisco 49ers. But what I want to ask you about is, I can't even escape this question that I'm hearing. And it's Tom Brady possibly being a quarterback for some other team other than the Patriots. And I just want to throw something at the TV, Adam, but I could be wrong. It could be something there. But when you hear that noise, do you think there's something there?
Well, look, he's in a situation right now where he has turned down an extension. And let's not forget, no one has taken one for the team, so to speak, than Tom Brady when we talk at salary. He could have been the highest paid player in NFL history if he wanted to be. But he's always taken an undervalued deal because he wanted the Patriots to be able to do what they could with the salary cap and also for player procurement. He looks at it, and by the way, he turns 43 in August. He wants to control his destiny. And he's going to have a chance to do that. So, he's going to have options whether he's staying with the Patriots or playing somewhere else. And he's invested wisely. I've talked to people, know him really closely. He's got all the money in the world. We know his wife has been very successful. He just wants to have a chance, the way I've understood this for a while now, to control where he goes. And now, the other problem that the Patriots have, if he does leave, because they traded Jimmy Garoppolo, we know where he is, they don't have his successor. They don't have that guy. So they're hopeful when you look at the 49ers and Stidham. But Stidham's a guy that there were serious questions about. He's only a fourth-round pick. So I'm not sure if they know who that guy is. So it's fascinating. I think it's a situation to keep an eye on. Then the other question that someone who's very tied in the Patriots asked me, he said, who do you think will retire first, Brady or Belichick? I thought it was Belichick a year ago. I'm not so sure about that. We'll have to see. But if the Patriots win another one here, how long is Belichick going to coach? Is he going to coach to a 70? He said years ago that he would not coach till he's 70. Well, we'll see about that.
Hey, Adam, how long is the list of defensive players who've come into the NFL as a rookie and kind of done what Nick Bosa has done the first half of his rookie year?
Well, his brother, unfortunately, was hurt, if you remember, early in his career. But this has been interesting. You know what's also interesting about Nick Bosa? When I was there in training camp, and he wound up missing most of August with an ankle injury, I think it kind of surprised people. Like, you know, he's obviously not going to do well this season. Well, guess what? He has been incredible. And obviously, we have to give their D-line coach, Chris Kucerik, a credit. I told people about this 4 months ago on the station. This guy's a stud defensive line coach. That's part of it. Let's talk about that as well. But, man, it's working out. And you know what I love about him? His energy is unbelievable, like his brother's. And I also said on the station before the season started, there are people around the league thought that the Bosa that the Niners have and Nick is better than the Joey that the Chargers have. It's really incredible. And the thing is, this roster, let's not forget about this team. This is still one of the youngest rosters in the NFC, and this is really remarkable. When I said 10 wins max, I thought I was being very fair about it. My God, they might have 10 wins within the next 4 weeks.
Man, I picked them to win 7 games all year, Adam. They have 7 wins before November.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you feel that way?
A lot of unknowns, Adam. Unknowns with the quarterback, unknowns with the defense, unknowns with the secondary. Could Bosa stay healthy? That was with Bosa. Just, could he stay healthy? Had the injury in high school down there in Florida, had the injuries at Ohio State. You didn't know about Quan Alexander coming back off an ACL injury. Who is Robert Saleh? Is he going to get run out of town? Now people are talking about it as a future head coaching candidate. I mean, wow. It was too many question marks, Adam.
I agree. Now, it's funny. When I was on the station last year, I don't know Robert Saleh personally, but I just know how good of a coach he is. And I've talked to countless people who work with him, said he's a pretty special coach. And there's one person with the Niners said, look, we're going to have a really good offseason. People are going to really like what we're going to do. And I didn't know exactly what they were going to do, but they were going to address the defensive issues. And my God, did they? In free agency in the draft. And now you see, look, talented coaches, you can only do so much with very little. And Saleh had very little to work with last year. And now you're seeing it. Now, the one thing, though, offensively, we need to see when they play the harder part of their schedule, what happens when they don't run the football and they have to throw. We're going to learn. That's really, quite frankly, guys, they're 75% of the way there. They've got their defense. No, other than Patriots, they've got the NFL's best defense. Offensively, though, we want to see what happens when they're behind. When they're asked to do it, can they do it? That's always a challenge for teams that are built to win with a run in defense.
What are you hearing about CJ? Go ahead, Guru.
No, I was just going to ask Adam, outside of the Niners, if I asked you, in your estimation, who's the best team in the NFC, your answer would be?
Well, I've already done my power rankings this week. I've got them as number two. I've got the Saints a little bit ahead.
Wow.
I've got the Niners right behind me. Yeah, the Saints, my God, their defense is good. What they don't have is the front four that the Niners have is perhaps the NFL's best. The Saints don't have that. I think they have a little bit better secondary, and we kind of know about the quarterback. Their line is also very good. We know how good their running game is. This is going to be pretty special to watch
right.
The rest of the season.
I'm excited.
Can't wait. What are you hearing about C.J. Beathard? We heard some rumors over the weekend with C.J. Beathard, who's been inactive for the most part this season. Adam, do you think he gets moved tomorrow before the deadline?
If they're willing to take a sixth or seventh round pick, I do think he'll be moved. I think they have to get realistic. There's got to be a team that is not happy or wants to be in competition for the number two role. You know, Beathard's a pretty talented kid. He's got a better arm than Mullen, but Mullen's thing was accuracy, and CJ needs more work, but he's got a lot of ability. But the problem is when you're this deep into the season, most teams know who their number two quarterback is, and then, as we know, most teams only keep two in the active roster. So it won't be easy, but I think, by the way, if the Niners do anything, It's a matter of what becomes available. I might back off the offensive line thing because these two kids have done such a great job. But I think defensively it would not hurt them to bring another corner and a veteran who's done it before. Other than Sermon, they're very, very young. But I'm stunned at how good their balance is. It's probably – I didn't think the roster is quite as good as it's been, but that's a tribute to the evaluations of Lynch and Shanahan. Boy, that you can't – despite how great the coaching is, you can't do it unless you evaluate personnel well, and they've done a phenomenal job.
Thanks a lot, Adam. Appreciate it. We got a lot of excitement out here in the Bay, tell you the truth.
It's been awesome.
We've got to get you out here, Adam.
I'll be out there. Not only will I be out there, I look forward to – I don't want to jinx anything, but I'm barring a miracle, the Niners will be a playoff team, and I'm sure we'll see each other.
Cool, Adam. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Guys, thank you.
All right, Adam Kaplan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.